Okay, we are on today's Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Daf Chaf. Today's a fascinating Daf. Again, this is a Daf, but most of the Daf has nothing to do with Baba Basra. Most of it's Agarata, but very interesting Agarata, actually, very historical. We'll do the mission again, just to do the mission again, to get into the flow of the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Chanus Sheva Chatzar. You have a store in a Chatzar. Yachol Limchos Biado. A neighbor in the Chatzar can stop that store from opening. V'lomalo, he could say, Eini Yachol Lishon B'kol Echazin B'kol Yotzen. I can't sleep at night. It's so busy here. Coming in, going out. Abel Ose Kalim, but a person in the Chatzar is allowed to make Kalim. V'yotze U'mocher B'soch HaShuk. And he could sell the Kalim elsewhere. V'eini Yachol Limchos Biado. And the guy can't complain, V'lomalo, and say, Lo, Eini Yachol Lishon, I can't sleep. Lo Mikol HaPatish, because of the hammer. V'lo Mikol HaRichayim, not because of the rechayim, the millstone, v'lomikol atinokos, not because of the kids. So to what does it mean, not because of the kids? So that's what the whole daf is about, the kids. So it is. So I'm allowed to say, I can't have a store here next door neighbor, a store. That's not what the purpose of a chatzar is, not the purpose of a mavui. You can't have a store over there, it's so busy. People coming in, going out, that's not right. But I want to play the drums, and I want to be a carpenter, and I'm going to make noise. I'm allowed to do that. Can't complain. You can't sleep because of that, and because of the kids. What does it mean? And because of the kids. So here we go. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference between the reisha and the seifa? In the reisha, you can stop them, and the seifa you can't. Amar Abaya, seifa asan lechatzer acheret. Seifa is talking about a different chatzer, which is a very difficult answer. Such an impossible answer. Oh, the Sefer is talking about, I can't stop another guy in another chatzar nearby from... No. Sefer says, I'm allowed to make noise in my house. I'm allowed to be a craftsman in my house, make noise, and then sell it in the shuk. I can't sell it in my house. Because then people, I can't have a store. People can't come to me. But I can go to them. That I'm allowed to do. So Abaya answers the problem as follows. What's the difference between Reish and Sefer? So Abaya says, no, we're talking about a different chatzar. You can't stop another chatzar guy from... Another chatzar? So Amalei Rava, Iyachi, listen to chatzar acher is mutter. The Mishnah said that. Another chatzar, it's mutter. Ella Amar Rava, here's Rava's answer. Sefer, Asan, Utinokos, Shel Beis Rabban. The Sefer is talking about, not that, what do you mean, kids? You have a school. You can't stop a school from being in your chatzar. It's noisy and busy. Doesn't make a difference. I understand. And the parents come, and the carpool. It's all fine. You can't stop that. Why? Umitakonas Yeshua ben Gamla ve'elach. After the takon of Yeshua ben Gamla, Yeshua ben Gamla was a Kohen Gadol who lived in the time of the second base of Mikdash. He held. He's the one who started having such a concept as a yeshiva. Really yeshiva katana, a yeshiva for young kids. Once he established that, it became a minig in Klal Yisrael, almost like a chiyuv in Klal Yisrael. You can't stop that. That's what the Sefer is talking about. Can't stop a school. Damar Bishua, Damar Bihuda, Amar Rav. Rav said, Baram Zachar Oso Ish Latov. We should mention that man's name only for good. Yeshua ben Gamla Shmo. His name is Yeshua ben Gamla. Shalmalei who, if not for him, Nishtakach Torah Miyisrael. Torah would have been forgotten. Now the next Gemara, there must be an explanation for this. I find this also so difficult. Why? Shebetchila, originally, what was the story originally? Mishi Yeshlo Av, Malamdo Torah. If somebody had a father, the father taught him Torah. Mishi Einlo Av, if someone didn't have a father, unfortunately, didn't have a father, Lo Haya Lo Me Torah. He would not learn Torah. My drush, what's the source of that? So the Gemara says, very simple. It's a pasuk. V'lamadatim osam. V'lamadatim osam espinechem. You should teach them your children. What's v'lamadatim osam espinechem? Why doesn't it say v'lamadatim espinechem? So the Gemara makes a drasha. They made a drasha. Atem. Only you. So what is that? There's no such thing as shlichus? You can't hire somebody. Atem, only you. What?
He's doing it.
I understand. Oh, I can't do it. I don't have the capability. I'm not alive.
By paying, he's doing it.
Who?
My father, by paying.
I understand. So why? How come no one did that? They did. If someone had a father, he learned Torah. And if someone didn't have a father, he didn't learn Torah. No. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Someone had a father, the father taught him Torah. And if the guy didn't have a father, then what happened? He didn't learn Torah. What's the source for that? Lomadatem osam, lomadatem atem. And by the way, most people today, I would say, this used to not be the case. In the times of the Gaon, it might not have been the case. Most people today, I would say, don't shecht their own meat. They have a shliach do it for them. Right? In other words, every day of our lives, most people, every day of our lives, every other day, certainly every week, we're relying on the concept of shlichus. You don't even think of it like that. Whether I let someone else do a mitzvah for me? Every day. No one shechts their own meat. No one shechts their own chicken.
I don't
mean it,
sure.
What? That's not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. That's not a thing. I don't understand.
Once
a year. The things that come up once a year, you have someone else do it for you, 100%. Shofar and Megillah, you have your own lulav. But once a year, yeah, you're right, there are times where we rely on shlichus. Every day. So I don't understand. Every day they couldn't have someone teach the kids Torah? What were they thinking? I don't know. I still don't understand. What? They were being too literal. Only a father. No one else.
And grandfather couldn't do it?
We're going to get to grandfather in a minute, but for some, no. So grandfathers are Rehaim Kabanim. A grandfather, but we're going to see. Someone, where did I learn that? Oh. But a great-grandfather already is not considered a father. Or a great-grandson is not considered. So, I don't know. It's such a narrow reading to deprive kids of Torah. Anyway, Hiskinu, so they made a takana, Sheyehu Moshivin Melamde Tinokos B'Yerushalayim. That they would set up yeshivas only in Yerushalayim. Only in Yerushalayim. Why Yerushalayim? My drush, because it says, Kimi Tzion Teitei Torah. Only from Tzion Torah comes forth. If you lived in Haifa, there was no yeshiva. Only Yerushalayim. Vadayin. So it didn't solve the problem. Why? Mishi Yeshalav Hayamalo Malamdo. If someone had a father, he would take him up there. Misha ain lo av lo haya ola. He didn't go. V'lamad.
What does he do?
Yeah, yeah. Escort him. Yeah. So that didn't work. So his skin, they made a takana. She moshiv him b'chol plach u'plach in every city, in every single plach. U'machnis in otan, and they would bring them in. Kiben tez zayin, kiben yud zayin. When they were 16 or 17 years old. Okay? Why so late? Why are they waiting so long? They're waiting so long. I don't know. So the Ben Yehuda says, the reason why they're waiting so long is because it's roughly 3 years after you become bar mitzvah. So for 3 years without Torah, we're going to learn in the next parak, that 3 years establishes a chazakah. So you don't have a chazakah without Torah. A three-year chazakah without Torah, that's a disaster. Then the Yetzer Hara, so to speak, has a chazakah on you that you're not going to be anything. Why? Because for 3 years you haven't had Torah. That's a nice drush. That's a nice drush. Yeah, therefore, but before 3 years were up, they had to have you come. Right? Before 3 years, they had to have you come. Very good. But that doesn't answer the question. I mean, it raises another question. 1 second. Listen to this. The Rebbe got angry at the kid, or the kid got upset at the Rebbe. Kemavet Roviota. He would kick the chair and walk out. He's big enough to just walk out. In other words, it was way too late. Get up and walk out. Who's going to stop this 17-year-old kid on stopping him? This is not going to work. Ad until Shabbat Yeshua ben Gamla came. V'tikin imed atakana. Shiu mashiv imulam tinokos b'chol modinu medina b'chol yivir. Every city, every town has to have a yeshiva. U'machnitzin also kiben sheish kiben sheva. Took them when they were 6 or 7. What, 6 or 7? Tosfos says 6 if they were healthy, 7 if they were a little on the weaker side. Wait till 7. Right? So just an interesting aside, on Sunday was the Maharal's 400th yard site. So I went to this lecture, and he spoke about how the Maharal railed against yeshivas. Even in his day, 400 years ago, he was upset at yeshivas. He said they're old failures. And why don't they follow the simple Mishnah in Masechta's Avos, that when you're 5 years old, you learn Chumash, and when you're 10 years old, you learn Mishnayos, and when you're 15 years old, you start learning Gemara. And he says, to have a 9-year-old kid start learning Gemara? It's crazy. So he has a point, the Maharal. 9 years old, maybe too early. I don't know if it's been 5 years learning Chumash and 5 years. So even the Maharal was masking, maybe a year, we make it 4 years each. What?
They have to move it a little earlier.
Why?
Because of what we, our life
Because our whole life is set up differently. Yeah, but his point was that if they're not mature enough to chop, they're just not mature enough to chop. So I was talking to my stepbrother, so he told me that his Rebbe said, David's Rebbe said that there are yeshivas today that do it like that. He said, they're not any more successful than ours. They're not any more. They don't produce the Gedolei Hador any more than we do. Any more than a standard. Even in Israel, they do it like this. Most yeshivas do it the regular level. We do it here in America. There are no yeshivas like that in America, as far as I know. In Israel, there are a few. So they're not any more successful. The point is well taken. The point is well taken. If you spend a little more time understanding Chumash much better, and Mishnah is much better, it will make it more better. No question about it. I think we all agree with that. But even then, they didn't do it then. That's my point. They waited until 6 or 7. Even in Shulman, when they already started off from scratch, they didn't do it the right way, the Mishnah says. It's a Stam Mishnah. So actually, when I pass out that Stam Mishnah, even then they didn't do it. They started off 6 or 7. They didn't do it at 5. They felt it was too early. Okay. Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Ad Shis, before 6 years old, lo to Kabel. Don't even let a boy in. Mikan Ve'elis. After that, Kabel, let him in. Famous line. The Asvi Le Ketorah. Stuff him like an ox. Just keep on ramming the knowledge into his head. And this is one approach. Keep on ramming the knowledge into his head, and it'll eventually begin to settle in. Vamale Rav Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Kimachas Liyanuka. Kimachas Liyanuka. What does that mean? What? Oh, when you hit a child, right? Lo Timchi Ela Ba'arkasa Demasna. Only hit him with the edge of the which hit him only with the shoelace. In other words, don't hit him so hard. Don't do it like so. It's not a torture chamber, right? You have to punish. Sometimes you have to punish, but do it with love. The Ka'ari Kari. The Ka'ari Kari. If he learns good, the Lo Ka'ari. And if he doesn't learn, listen to this line in the Gemara. Lahavit Tzavza Lachavre. Keep him in the school. Keep him with his friends. Don't throw him out of the class. That's what he's throwing him out of the class for. Keep him with his friends. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, where is that Rashi? What? Two lines. No, I have a different gear. I have a different thing over here. No. That's not where it is. Oh, here it's Amav. Wait, okay, I'm sorry. Lo timcha el v'arkasa. No, the Rashi. That's Tzavza L'Chavrei. Ein chazakuk. You have it. Ein chazakuk liyasro yoser midai. You don't. There's no tuelas in harming more than necessary. V'lo l'salko. Don't take him out of the class. Milfanecha el yeshivim acherim b'tzavza. V'sofo l'aseis leiv. Eventually he'll give in. Rashi was optimistic, right? Okay, Meisvei, wait a minute. You just said that you can't stop a yeshiva from being in the chatzar. Wait a minute. Meisvei, echad b'mnei chatzar, if the people of the chatzar, b'kesh la'asos rofe, somebody in that neighborhood wants to be a rofe. What's a rofe? Rofe does not mean a doctor. Rashi says, what is a rofe? A mole. Somebody wants to be a mole, or uman, or a craftsman, or garde, or a tailor, or malame tinokos, or a teacher, mibnei chatzar, in the chatzar, ma'akvin alav. We stop that. I just said that you can't stop a yeshiva. So the Gemara says, hachamai eskinin. No, you know what that's talking about? Betinokos adakom. You want to teach goyim. Teaching goyim is a profession. Good. It pays well. It's a good profession. You know, you're off in the summer. It's very lovely. But that's not a, that you don't want to do it in, not in my, right, not in my backyard, right? That you're allowed to protest. A yeshiva, of course you can't protest. But for to teach Goyim, let's say any other job, that you can protest. Tashma, a similar bride, so we're going to give a similar answer. Shnayim Shios, Rim Chatzar, two people living in a Chatzar, Ubike Shechem, Him Lasas Rofe, one of them wants to become a Moel, or a Uman, or a Craftsman, Vigardi, or a Tailor, or Malam Tinokos, or a teacher, Chavir Maki will love. The other one can stop it. So the Gemara's Hachanami, Betinokos Da'akum. Also, we're talking about if he's a Goy. Not if he's a Goy, if you're teaching Goyim. Teaching Goyim is any other profession, it's very busy. Brings a lot of traffic, that you can stop. Tashma, another try. Mi sheyeshal bayis b'chatzer. If someone has a house in the chatzer owned by partners, hareze, so lo yaski renu, you can't rent it out. I don't live here, I live somewhere else, but only two of us. So you can't, lo la rofa, you can't rent it to a mile, lo la uman, lo la gardi, Now listen to this. Lola Sofer Yehudi, not to a Jewish teacher, teacher of Jews, for Lola Sofer Aramai, not to a teacher of Goyim. So he see Beferish Abraita that you cannot rent that you can stop a teacher of Jews from being in the house. Hachamayaskinan. No, you know what we're talking about? Listen to this answer. Besofer Masa. We're talking about the principal. The principal doesn't have to live there. Why? Because all the parents come and complain, and he's always been. That's not a teacher. That's not a yeshiva. Yeshiva, you can't stop. Why? Because if Yeshua ben Gamla made a takana, you have to have yeshivas. The principal. That you can say, not in my backyard. Right? Also, Rashi said, so from Masa, Malame Tinoko to ear, Umoshe Malam den Tachtav, for whom Mora es Kulam, Eich Yasu, Viesham Kol Godo. It's always noisy over there. Viesham Kol, it's always noisy over there by the principal. He's in charge of all the teachers. To him, it's always tooling over there. So for him, he doesn't have to live here. That's a yeshiva, you can't stop. But the guy to be in charge of the yeshiva, the principal, the administrator, all it's going to do is cause traffic and cause noise. Rashi says, Yesham Kol Gadol, right? It's his home, right. But I guess it acted as his office. Maybe it was his office, right. It's homeless, and the guy's allowed title to have a home. Right? We don't realize that sometimes. That teachers are people too, right? Amar Rava, says Rava, Mitakana Yeshua ben Gamla ve'elech, once Yeshua ben Gamla made a takana, lo mamtinon yinuka mimasa lamasa. You have to figure out exactly what the Gemara means by this. Once Yoshua ben Gamla made a takana, don't schlep the child from here to there. Not sure what this means. What? Stick to your town. Stick to your town. The reason is going to be because it's a takana to travel. In those days, it was considered a takana to travel. So if you have no eitza, what could you do? But if you have an eitza, what are you putting your kid into a takana for? Stay where you are. You have a yeshiva right here. But avu beknishal beknishal mamtinan. You want to go to the other yeshiva, the other shul, but it means the yeshiva. You want to go to that one you think is better, or it's better for your kid. That's not a problem, even though it might be in the other end of the town. But once you leave the town already, that's considered the danger. To be in the town, it's not a problem. E masik nara, and if, again, even if in the same town there's a river separating, lo mamtinan, don't go there. Why? What are you opening up the Pandora's box for danger? The e ikka titura, but if there's a bridge, mamtinan, you can go. The ikka gamla, but if there's just like a plank bridge, or one of these unsafe, rickety types of bridges, again, lo mamtinan, don't go, because you're asking for trouble. V'amar Rava, Rava said, another halacha, listen to this one. Sach mikri dardiki esrin v'chamisha yinuki. How many kids should you have in the class? 25. 25. It's a Parashat Gemara. Rashi says, Sach mikri dardiki minyan tinokos haru'uyin l'malamed echad. The number of children that are ro'i for one Rebbe. 25.
That's max.
That's Rashi's cut. There are other ways to learn this Gemara. It doesn't mean... The other ways to learn it, this is the Pashat Pshat. 25 is the max. The Iyikah Chamshin, let's say you have 50 kids. 50 kids in the town. What am I supposed to do? So then most Vinan Shrei, get two Rebbeim. Right? The Iyikah Arboin, what if you have 40 kids? So now already the Gemara says something very interesting. What does the Gemara say? The Iyikah Arboin, if you have 40, Mokminon Reish Duchna, make an assistant, a helper, Umitzayin Lemi Masa, and the teacher is given. The teacher has to hire the assistant. So then the town should help pay for the assistant. So they give the Rebbe a little bit of an extra, they give him a salary boost so the Rebbe can hire the assistant. It's the same thing. What, and if the town themselves want to hire the assistant, they're not allowed to. Right? So you have to have an assistant. Fascinating Gemara.
Yep.
Fascinating. Yeah, exactly. Why, we grew up when I was in 8th grade, we had like 38 kids in our class.
Yeah, no,
it was crazy. It's an impossible, crazy situation. Many yeshivas say have more than 25. yeah. For Amar Rava. What?
25, 40.
Oh, that's why some learn this Gemara differently. Because of that. And why are these numbers picked? So what if it's 30? So if there's 40... you're allowed to have one Rebbe and one assistant. So, Kal v'chomer, if you have 30, you could do that. You could have a Rebbe and an assistant. Right? I mean, there's no question, even if you learn the Gemara in a different way, that it's maximums or minimums, even there's no question that the more kids you have in the class, look, you can't have one Rebbe per kid. That we all agree is impossible. You have to have a classroom. So what's the cutoff? Oh, we'll throw one more in, right? Keep saying that. We'll throw one more in. At some point, it starts to work backwards. It starts to negatively affect the kids. What's that cutoff? I don't know. I'm not an educator. 25. The Gemara said 25. The Gemara said 25. I think that schools today try not to have more than 25. I do think that's
they use that number.
What?
I think they try
right. They use that number. They use that number. I think they try. I don't know. Is it based on the Gemara or is it based on their own? I don't know. But it's based on, I don't know. Maybe it is based on the Gemara. Maybe it's based on a consensus. That's what the prevailing wisdom is today. More than 25 already starts to turn negative. Up to 25, it's not so bad. Okay. Vama Rava. Hi Mikri Yanuki Degaris. Let's say you have a Rebbe. The Ikka Achrina Degaris Tfemine. And you have a Rebbe who's even better than that. Lo Mas Lakinan Le. Don't hire the better Rebbe. In other words, we had a Rebbe that's been the Rebbe, the teacher for all the years. All of a sudden, this guy moves into the town, and everyone, he's a superstar. Don't hire the superstar. Why not? Listen to this logic. Dilma, maybe, Asilas Rishule. He'll become lazy. Because, I'm the superstar. I'm the Rebbe. And hire me. And then now, once I got the job, I could be lazy. So don't hire that guy. Stick with the one you have. No, you disagree?
Absolutely.
Why? Rav Dini min Hardai Amar. Rav Dini min Hardai says, what kind of logic is that? Kol Shekein, for sure, the Garis Tvei. For sure, he's going to be better than the first one. Why? Kina Sofrim Tar B'Chachma. Jealousy when it comes to learning only makes you a better Jew. Only makes you better. So he knows he's the young upstart who has a good reputation. He came in. He's not going to slack off. Because he knows the other Rebbe's sitting there waiting to take the job back. So he's going to give it his all. When it comes, the Rav Chaim Shalevitz says, every midah in the world can be channeled for good. Here's a mimer on this. And he says, what about jealousy? He says, our Gemara right here. Jealousy when it comes to learning is a good thing. You hear? Kina sofrim, you're jealous of the sofrim. Tar b'chacha, makes you smarter. So I have to say this. The Chavetz Chaim, it's a little off topic, but this sefer I do have available, so... Right. So the Chavetz Chaim has a whole, it's in Sefer Nidchei Yisrael, and he has a whole thing on how, listen to what he says. He's talking about people that don't learn in Barabbim, people that learn in private. So he says, Ubnei Re'isi Anashim, I see people, Shadarkan Lehishtami Milom B'chabur Beis HaMedrash. They never learn in the shul, in the Beis HaMedrash with other people. Hadaf, Gemara, they don't go to the daf. They never come to the daf. They're doing the daf, but never in public, never with a Yishir. Oh, Perak Mishnayis, or Mishnayis, V'lom Din La'atzman. And they learn by themselves. They think it's fine. I'm learning. What do you want from me? I'm learning. I wanted to spend a little time on this. He goes on for four pages. Ulaharos, and to show you, how great it is to learn with a chabura. What's number one on the list? The bechabura, with a chabura, you're going to be much more regimented, much more kovea itim if you're in a chabura. Why? You don't have the guts to not show up. Everyone else was there that day. You're going to be embarrassed not to show up. It's a little bit of embarrassing. Guy doesn't come for a week. Right? It's embarrassing. I'm not looking at you. V'gam, I'm looking over there, behind you. V'gam, the kishahu lomed ba'atmo, when you learn by yourself, ain't minkar kolkach. Who's embarrassing you if you're by yourself every night? Who's embarrassing you? Who's giving you that extra urge? If you miss one day, who cares if you miss one day? You have a shir in the shul. Everybody remembers if you're not there. Tamid, always. And you see already, you show up, and there are so many prokim ahead. Where you been? It's embarrassing. You have to play catch up now. You get yourself into a group. That's his number one thing. Then he has gives a shear. He has so much extra, and he has about that when you learn with other people. When you learn with other people, you get the give and take, and you get to the MS by yourself. You might not get to the MS. This is the number one reason. The number one reason is because other people are going to urge you on to be better. Why? Kinasof from Tar B'Chachma. Maven. No? Okay. That's my sheer plug. I have better plugs than that anyway, so we don't have to. The Amar Rava, Hani Trey Mikri Dardaki. Let's say you listen to this one. Let's say you have two Rebbeim. Chad Garetz Velo Dayek. One goes very fast, but Velo, he's not so precise. The Chad Dayek, one's very, very precise. Velo Garetz, but he's not so fast. So, Mosvin on Hahu, the Garetz Velo Dayek. Put the one who goes fast. The one who covers ground is much better than the one who's much more precise. Why? Shabesh the Mamela Nafka. Because the mistake will get corrected along the way. Any mistakes that happen from speed will get corrected along the way. You agree with that? What are you talking about? The opposite. Mosvin and the Dayek Velogaris. No, you put the one who's more precise, not the one who's fast. Who cares about speed? We care about precision. Why? Shabeshta, Kivin to all. Once the mistake is in a kid's head, it's there. That's it. I remember I was davening over here one day, and Rabbi Rasmus says to me, Menachem, you say that word wrong in the Halalukas. Since I'm 7 years old, I've been saying that word wrong. I see the sitter. You get so used to saying something wrong, I like mixed up the dollar and mixed up the word. I was saying it wrong for my whole life. You know why? Because once you get into the habit of doing something wrong, it sticks with you. You don't need me to have it. The Gemara's going to have a story. The Chsev, it says in the Pasuk, given the all, once that mistake is in your head, it's in your head. Like it says, Kisheshet Chadashim Yashav Shem Yoav V'chol Yisrael Ad Hichris Kol Zachar Be'edom. They killed all the males, all the Amaleki males. Kiosla came into David, Amalek. My time of other Hachi. Why'd you do that? What about the women? So Amalek, well, it says, Timcha Ez Zachar Amalek. Destroy the males of Amalek. Says Yoav. Ben Tzruya. To David HaMelech. It says, Amalek Banan Zecher Karina. No, you read the pasuk wrong. The pasuk means Zecher. Destroy the remembrance of Amalek. Not the males. Amalek, Anan Zecher Karina. But I learned it as Zechar, the males. Azal, so Yov goes, Azal, Shailah Rabbi, goes to his Rebbe. Amalek, Hecha Karina. How do you read this pasuk? Amalek, Zecher. You read it as Zecher. So Yoav says, my whole life I had it wrong. Because of you, you Rebbe. Azal Safsarei, literally, takes out a sword and kills Rebbe. Amalei, Amai. What are you going to kill me for? Amalei, Dechsev, Ar Osei Melechas Hashem Remiah. A curse is the one who does what's the Remiah? Negligent. It's even worse than that. Remiah is treachery. Curse is the one who does a treachery to Hashem. Amalei, Shashavki Elohu Gavra Delikim Ba'or. Leave me alone, Hashem. The curse is enough for me. I'll stick with the curse. He doesn't kill me. So Amalei, Ksib, but it says, Aru Maneach Harbu Midam. But the curse is the one who holds back the sword. So Ikad Amri Kadli, Ikad Amri Lo Kadli. It's a machlokas. What happened? Did he kill him or not? Right? So Marsha asks, a bomb kasha. So wait a minute. Didn't Yoav know that Shaul blew it by letting the sheep live and by letting Agag live? The sheep also. If the sheep, you have to kill the sheep, you have to kill the women. Didn't Yoav know that? The bomb kasha. It wasn't that many years before this happened that Yoav was probably alive when that happened. So the whole world knew that Shaul lost the melucha because he let the sheep live. Right? So what do you mean? How could he let the women live? And the sheep. No, but that's the whole point. That a guy had more children from the sheep. Because the sheep really were women. It was kishuv. That's the whole problem. Shmuel Hanavi killed Agag the next morning, or 2 days later. He split Agag in half. But it was too late, because he got somebody pregnant. And then the seed of Amalek continued. From the sheep. So everyone knew that story. So what was I going thinking? So the Marsha answers, the Dohak answer, although it's Marsha from the Pesukim, that everyone believed that only Shaul had a tzivui to kill the women and the sheep and the animals. Only Shaul had such a tzivui. There was no such tzivui. There was no such tzivui in the Torah. When it said Timcha as Zechar Amalek, you only have to destroy the males of Amalek. What about Shaul? No, Shaul had a special thing from Hashem to kill everybody. That didn't apply to anyone else. That was a special tzivui from Hashem to Shaul, and Shaul blew it. That's how the Marsha answered that question. Oh, it's a bomb question. Others answer that everybody was like, what's Yoav doing? What's Yoav doing? Why isn't he killing? So they thought to themselves, the Marsha answers all, they thought to themselves, it must be, it's a harasha. Must be to Rasha. What's Yoav doing? Is that killing the women? Why not? No, Yoav. Everybody was standing around. David says to Yoav, what are you doing? He says, I read a pasuk wrong. So what was everyone else thinking? Why didn't someone go over to Yoav? What are you doing with the women? Why are you letting them live? So Yoav thought, so they thought to themselves, Yoav's a general, he must be some tzaddik. It must be. Hashem told him to leave the women alone. It must be some Rasha. Hashem has another cheshbon. That's otherwise like, that's what they were thinking. That's what Rasha explained. Otherwise, like, what's going on here? The point of the story is, you can get a mistake in your head, and the mistake can last with you your whole life. And it can be a disaster. So, a Rebbe that is more precise, even if he goes a little slower, is better than a Rebbe who goes fast, even though he's not as precise. Right? You agree with that? Most people, I think, would agree with that also. Right? We don't care so much about covering gravity, it's covering ground. Kids should know it. It should be precise, right?
The foundation is
the foundation has to be strong, right? Right. So at this lecture, they said the Maharal advocated, fascinating idea. The Maharal advocated, let's say a boy goes to yeshiva and he's learning Masechtas Yevamos. So they're starting at that base of Masechtas Yevamos. The Maharal advocated, before you come to yeshiva, a week before, learn the entire Yevamos Mishnayos. Entire Yevamos Mishnayos, and as far as you can get in Bekiyas. Then you come to yeshiva, you can start learning Gemara. At least you have the foundation. That to walk in the first day in that basic Yevamos as a 10th grader, what's going on here? No, first learn all the Mishnayos. Then, as much as you can over the summer, as far as you can in the Gemara, you walk at night with Snavik, because that would be Shalom and Achrona. Fascinating idea. Unbelievable idea. Yeah. What? That's exactly what he's saying. Right? That's exactly what this Gemara is saying. Okay. Vamar Rava, Mikri Yanuka, a teacher, Shasla, what's a Shasla? Some kind of a guy who plants vineyard. Tivcha, a butcher. Umna, a different kind of what's an umna? A blood letter. Sofer Masa, or a sofer. Kulam Kimisurun Va'omdeninu. They're all pre-warned. We had this story Gemara already once. If they make a mistake, it's a disastrous mistake. That's a question by Sefer Torah. Why is it a disastrous mistake? Just cross it out. Some say it doesn't mean a sofer, it means a guy who makes shtaros. Guy makes a shtar, he adds a zero, it's a disastrous mistake, because you both signed it. And instead of owing you $100, I'll owe you $1,000. Say it's a sofer, it's hard. And mezuzah, you're right, the whole thing has to, it's such a small class. There's no disaster by Sefer Torah. Because if it's a mistake, you write an extra letter, you leave out a letter, go and fix it. A tefillin you can't fix. A mezuzah you can't fix. A Sefer Torah you can fix. So either you have to, what is the mistake in Hashem's name? They're really shiloh. The bottom line is, that's not such a disaster. All these people, if they're pre-warned, meaning you can fire them on the spot. Well, I didn't know, I didn't realize. No, because any mistake they make is a disaster. And what's on the list? A Rebbe. He makes a mistake, it's a disaster. Why? Once a kid hears it, then the principal has to come in. You know, your Rebbe yesterday, we fired him today. Your Rebbe yesterday said the following wrong pshat. He said the following apikarsis. It's very, very hard to undo that. Very hard to undo that. Right? Once you hear it, so you hear it. Once it gets to the kid's head, it gets to the kid's head. That's why they're pre-warned, they can be fired. And same thing with everybody else on this list, that their mistakes can cause damage that can't be undone. Okay. Klal de milsa, and here's the rule. Kal pseida, any damage, delo hadar musra v'omidu. Any damage that can't be undone, they're pre-warned, and you can fire them on the spot. Amar v'huna, hai bar muva, du'uki rechaya. If a worker... This is a Ravuna statement, which we're going to take to the end of the Amid. A guy in a mavoi, the uki recha, that he has a mill and he's working in the mill. The asabar mavoi chaveri v'kamoki gabe, and somebody else in the same mavoi sets up another mill. Dinahu demakiv yilave. You can stop that. To amale, you can say to him, kapasadis alilachiyusi. You're taking away my livelihood. I had a mill over here. You open up one right next door. You can't do that. Now that's a Ravuna statement. Leba Messiah. Let's say we have a brice that supports that. Why? The brice says, Marchikin Mitsudas dog bin a dog. You have to separate. I'm in the ocean trapping fish. You have to separate your net from my net. Kama Mitsas dog. How much? As far as the fish swim. The Kama, how much is that? Amarava Ravuna ad parsa. Up to a parsa. How much is a parsa? Parsa is 8,000 amos. That's how far you have to separate. Why? Because you see, you can't take away someone else's parnasa. So the Gemara says, no, shiny dogim are different. You know why? Because once they see it, they're going to come there. So it has to be so far away that the fish can't even see it. Because then it's not, it's not fair. Amalei Ravina LaRava. Lema Ravuna Damak Rav Yehuda. Let's say Ravuna holds like the minority opinion of Rav Yehuda. We did not, we learned this mission about Metzia. Rav Yehuda Omer. Lo Yechale Chanvini Kloyos Ve'egoz Latinokos. He said, you're not allowed to give out lollipops to the children. Why? Mipnei Shem Agilin Etzlo. Because he wants them to come into your store. You're not allowed to do that. It's unfair business practice. The Chacham Matirin. The Chacham said it's no problem. Same thing over here. Why did the Chacham say it's mutter? Why are you allowed to give out lollipops? Because you also give out lollipops. Right? In other words, let the customer decide where he wants to go. Ruben says, oh, you're not allowed to do that. Let the customer decide. So too, you open a store, let the customer decide. Right? In other words, this shita is a minority opinion. So the Gemara says, no, I feel tam rabbanon. I'd kind of love to give rabbanon later, Rabbi Huda Hassam. The rabbanon say over there by the lollipops, you can also give lollipops. El da amale, anakama flugina. I'm gozy. I give out walnuts. I'd polish shitsuki. So you can get a different kind of nuts. I will hachah, but over here, I feel the rabbanon mode. Even the rabbanon would agree. Of course, they can open a store next door. The amale, because the first one could say, kapasad lichiyusi. That's very different. You're taking on my livelihood. Here, you have two stores. One guy gets a thing and he says, oh, I'm going to give out lollipops today. I'm going to start giving out lollipops. I'll make the kids come and the parents will schlep them also. So why can't you do that? Here, I have a store here for 5 years. All of a sudden, you open up another one next door? That's not the same thing as giving out lollipops. Meisvei. Osa adam chanos besad chunot shal chavero. You're allowed to open up a store next to the store of your friend. Umerchatz besad merchatz shal chavero, or a bathhouse next to the bathhouse of your friend. Nobody can stop that. But they shachal lomelo, because you could say at osa besok shalcha, v'ani osa besok shali. You do what's in your property, and I'm doing what's in my property. What's going on here? So do you know what? Tanoihi. It's what machlokas tanoim. The machlokas tanoim. Tanya kofin ze muvos kosim ne muvos ze. The people of a Mavi can stop each other. Shalahosh b'neim lo chayit. You can't have a tailor, lo borsaki or a tanner, lo malam etinokos or a teacher, lo echad mibnei bali umnas or any other profession, right? Any other profession. Ulashcheno eno kafuhu, but you can't stop a neighbor. Another mavu that you can stop. Another chutzner in the same mavu that you can stop. But a neighbor you can't stop. Or Shirman Gilomer, Avshkeno Kafe, you can even stop a neighbor. So what do you think? It's a machlokes. Amar Vuna Bei Devashua, Pshitali, it's obvious to me that Bar Masa Abar Masa Achriti Matzi Ma'akev. One town can prevent the resident of another town from coming into the. What are you doing here? You live over there, in that other town. Now you're coming over here. But the Shayach Mekarga Dehacha, if he pays the tax of this town, then Lo Matzi Ma'akev. He's considered a resident of this town. Bar Mavoy, Denafshe Lo Matzi Ma'akev. One resident of one Mavoy cannot stop the resident of his own Mavoy, right? By Rav Huna, Beit of Yeshua. Bar Mavoy, Machwini Mai. What about this Mavoy and another Mavoy? And the answer is Teiku. Okay? So we'll stop over here. We didn't finish this sugya about this. It goes into tomorrow, and we will Mirtz Hashem resume tomorrow. Next door. Tomorrow's next door. Yeah, it gets into it.